We begin today in Canberra, where Malcolm Turnbull is still Prime Minister, but for how long? Mr Turnbull took charge in his party room this morning and called on the challenge, but he survived it only narrowly, winning against Peter Dutton 48-35. Mr Dutton then quit Cabinet and has gone to the back bench, but there are rumours swirling around the corridors of Parliament House that he may mount another challenge in a matter of days. We'll be speaking to players and commentators shortly, but first here's political reporter Alexandra Beach to take us through the drama of the morning.
Here we go again. As ministers filed into the Liberal Party room meeting this morning, those loyal to Malcolm Turnbull issued final warnings about the dangers of disunity. Among them, the Energy Minister, Josh Frydenberg.
To be a good government, you do need a good leader, and Malcolm Turnbull is that. One thing history teaches us is that there's a high transactional cost from changing leaders. Labor's seen that, we've seen that.
Also hoping his colleagues had learnt the lessons of history was Senior Cabinet Minister Christopher Pyne, speaking on Sky News.
I think people would be horrified if the government changed leader again. We've had Rudd to Gillard, Gillard to Rudd, Rudd to Abbott, Abbott to Turnbull. I think the Australian public would throw up their hands and say, you guys in Canberra are playing games, putting your own self-interest first.
But this escalated quickly, and the spill took many MPs by surprise. One of those who had a hand in bringing things to this point is Tony Abbott. But this morning, he was keeping mum.
Good morning, Mr. Abbott. How are you?
Look, I'm fine, but there's a party room today, so nothing to say here.
Do you think this was a capitulation of convenience by Malcolm Turnbull?
We've got a party room on today, and that's where... Oopsie-daisy, right there.
There's been speculation since last week that Peter Dutton would challenge. Mr Turnbull spilled the leadership today in a bid to bring tensions to a head. It wasn't until the meeting was underway that we learnt Mr Dutton was throwing his hat in the ring. Before long, the party's whip, Nola Marino, emerged to announce the result.
Oh, good morning.
How are you?
The Prime Minister called a ballot in the Liberal Party room, and I conducted a ballot with my whips. The result of that ballot was Malcolm Turnbull was elected leader of the Liberal Party by a margin of 48 votes to 35, with Peter Dutton as the other candidate.
Julie Bishop was returned unopposed as deputy leader. Ms Marino says the Prime Minister's now keen to return to business as usual.
This was conducted by way of precedent, and he thanked his colleagues for their support, and we will get on with the business now of governing in the interests of all Australians.
That will be tough. Malcolm Turnbull's won the day, but perhaps not the war. This was far from a resounding victory. Peter Dutton's now just 8 votes short of claiming the Prime Ministership. Malcolm Turnbull's credibility as leader certainly has been dealt a massive blow. And the loyalty of Conservative ministers like Peter Dutton had until now been a vital factor ensuring his survival as Prime Minister. As Christopher Pyne pointed out this morning, this sort of thing won't help the government at the upcoming election, which is expected to be held early next year.
Our best chance to win is stability. If there's a leadership spill, it'll be our 6th in 10 years. In the previous 50 years, there were 4 leadership spills. So this instability, this constant revolving door of leaders, is not in the best interest of the country, and I think the public would react to it very negatively.
But leadership speculation tends to have a way of gaining momentum. Peter Dutton has quit his role in the Cabinet, and more frontbenchers are expected to follow him to the backbench. Given the numbers today, it's likely Mr Dutton will have another crack. The real question is, when?
Alexandra Beach reporting.